This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. In today's khutbah, I'm going to start off with an amazing story, a life-changing story for two young individuals from this ummah. Two young men who, like many of our youth today, took a path other than the path of Islam, falling into different acts of haram and being far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them became a robber, a thief, who was feared in the area that he lived in. Anyone who entered in his area, he would rob them and steal from them. The second individual, like many of you today, was busy with music and having fun. One night, he gathered with his friends to listen to music and to drink alcohol. And something happened. And the first individual, who was the robber, he was going one night to climb up to a house to be in a haram act with a young lady. So imagine these individuals, the level that they've reached of being astray, being far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So far so that they're committing these major sins. But both of them, subhanallah, they heard an ayah. One ayah, one verse from the Quran that not only inspired them, but it changed their lives until they became, not just to make tawbah, but to become from the great imams of this deen. Do you know who they are? And do you know what the verse that they heard? Both of them heard the same verse that changed their life. They are Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad and Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Both of them, before they became these great imams, they were far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one night, as Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, who was the robber, he's climbing up to be with this young lady, climbing up the house in secret. He hears the Qari reading during the night. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, as he's gathered to listen to the music and drink alcohol with his friends, he hears the same verse from Surah Al-Hadid, verse 16, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has it not come time for those who believe, for their hearts to become humbly submissive to the message of Allah and to what He has sent down from the haqq, from the truth? When they heard this verse, both of them said, Bala Rabbi laqad an. Of course, our Lord, the time has come. And one might ask, how can one verse be the reason, not for them just making tawbah, but to become from the great imams of Islam? And this, wallahi, is from the power of the Quran. How it can transform one's life. Just one verse could be the reason someone makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Hashr about the power of the Quran. And I want you to picture this before I mention the ayah. The power of a mountain. If you were to go online and look what a government has to go through to destroy or to demolish a mountain, to open it up for a road, to open up the area for a road, it's very difficult to remove a mountain. But look at the power of the Quran when Allah gives us the example in Surah Al-Hashr. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if we sit down this Quran upon a jabal, upon a mountain, you would find it coming apart out of the fear of Allah. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. And these are the amthal, the examples that Allah gives to the people for them to think and to reflect and to contemplate. لَعَلُمْ يَتَفَكِّرُونَ. And this is a message to all of us when we hear this. If this is the impact of the Qur'an upon a mountain, how should it be upon our hearts? When Abdullah ibn Mubarak and Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahmatullahi alayhima, when they heard this verse, has the time not come for your hearts to become humbly submissive and to return to Allah, to act upon your deen? All they needed to do was to hear that one verse. And alhamdulillah, it was the reason for their transformation and becoming the great imams of this ummah that they became. And subhanAllah, throughout history, just hearing the Quran has been a sabab, a reason for the hidayah, for the guidance of the people. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uthman ibn Mad'un, during the time in Mecca, he was walking down the road before he became Muslim. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw him walking and he told him, Tafaddal, come in. He invited him into his house as a way, opportunity to give him da'wah. And as he's sitting there with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent down the verse from Surah An-Nahl. Verse 90, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. That Allah, He orders us, and look at what came in this verse, how powerful one verse of the Quran is. That Allah has ordered us to have, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Al-Adl, to have justice. Al-Ihsan, to have good conduct. And to give those who are close to you and your family. And he forbids us from al-fahsha, all that is munkar, and in bad conduct, and also from al-baghi, which is to be oppressive. As a reminder, Allah says, I'm reminding you, perhaps that you will be reminded. Hearing this one verse, and the beauty that came in this verse, Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. During the time of Medina, one of the Sahaba before he accepted Islam, he said that he was, Juwayr ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, he said that as I was coming and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was reading from Surah At-Tur until he came to the verses, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ. In these three verses, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask a very powerful question to mankind. And this, in the days we live in, is the question of why we were created, why we were here. Allah gives three or four possibilities in these ayat. When He said, were they created from nothing? Or did they create themselves? Or are they the ones who created the heavens and the earth? If it's not one of these three, He said, بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. In fact, they have no certainty. The only certainty is that Allah, He is their creator. And then He said, do they have the khaza'in? Do they have the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are they the ones that are in control? Here in these three ayat, and look at the power of the Quran once again, and he's an Arab who understands the power of the Arabic language. He said, kada qalbi yatir. He said, my heart almost flew out of my chest, because he knew the reality, the power of these ayat. He immediately accepted Islam after that. And don't just think that these stories are from back in the day. Nowadays, it won't have the same impact on us, the Quran, if we hear it. And perhaps, they're Arabs, they understood the power of the Quran, but we don't understand Arabic, so it's not going to have the same impact. A beautiful clip that went viral during the time of the genocide that was happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. An American lady, she said, she found a verse when she started reading through the Quran. Why was she reading the Quran in the first place? Because when the people are seeing this massacre of our brothers and sisters, and they see the Muslim having sabr, and he's going through this musibah, this crisis, and he's saying, Alhamdulillah. The only time they heard before Alhamdulillah was when Khabib, may Allah bless him, when he was victorious, he said, Alhamdulillah, it's from Allah, not from me. So they heard Alhamdulillah there, but now they're hearing Alhamdulillah again. But now, as they're being massacred during a genocide, they're saying, Alhamdulillah, what is this deen? What is this iman that they have? Where do they get this from? How can a person find his dead children, his child decapitated? And he says, Alhamdulillah. What is this deen? What is the iman? Where does it come from? They said, it comes from the Quran. It comes from their book, the Quran. So non-Muslims around the world, they want to read the Quran. They want to read the Quran. So she starts reading the Quran from the beginning, until she comes to chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 56. And she read the verse and she said, before this genocide, I would have told you this verse is hardcore, it's too much, I won't accept this. A non-Muslim, not accepting it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this verse? And subhanAllah, you wouldn't think this would be a verse of Hidayah, honestly. It's a very harsh verse about the hereafter, what happens to these evil individuals. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who disbelieve in our signs, verily we will make them go into the hellfire. Every time that their skin is burnt away. بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ لَهُمْ Allah said, بَدَّلْنَا that we will give them new skin back. We'll give them new skin back. Why? لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ So that they will taste the punishment to get what they deserve for what they did in this dunya. So they will be punished again and again and time again. And Allah ended the verse saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا That indeed Allah is the one and almighty, al-aziz and al-hakim, the all-wise subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, after seeing what I saw happen to the Palestinians, she said, now I understand the wisdom behind this verse. Of course, it's from al-hakim, the all-wise subhanahu wa ta'ala. But she understood, and this was a reason for her being guided closer to Islam, alhamdulillah. Time and time again, you'll see this is the power of the Quran. And this is why Allah sent down the Quran. If you open up chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, what is the message that comes to you right away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, a book that we have sent down for you. Why? So we can put it on our shelves and it looks so beautiful, mashallah, tabarakallah. So we can come into the masjid and maybe some people see them kiss the Quran and put it back on the shelf. We put it high on top of the TV in our houses as we watch the Hollywood movies invade our house and corrupt our children's and how they think and then corrupts their aqidah and their belief system, corrupts us as well. And we put the Quran on top for barakah. Allah said, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ A book that we sent down so you can take the people out of the darkness to the light by the permission of their Lord to the sirat, to the path of al-Aziz al-Hamid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty al-Hamid, the all-praiseworthy. This is the objective of the Quran, for us to be guided through the Quran. If you look at some of the sifat, the characteristics that transform the lives that we're in so much need of, when Allah said in Surah Yunus, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, قَدْ جَاتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ A mu'idha has come to you from your Rabb, a reminder, a warning. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And a cure for that what's in the hearts. وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ And a source of guidance and rahmah, mercy for the believers. This is the power of the Quran. Allah tells us about the Quran. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ That indeed this Quran, it guides that which is more suitable. That which is aqwam. That which is more suitable. That which is better. And that the meaning of this is in every single aspect of life. The Quran guides you to that which is better. And your akhlaq, how you think. Say, how can we have an ideal Muslim? It comes back into how you think and the iman you have in your heart. And that is all formed and shaped from what comes in the Quran. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ That this Quran, it guides to that which is more suitable, that which is better. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَنَفْعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِمَا فِيهِمَا مِنَ الْآيَةِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one might ask himself, if I want to change, if I want the Quran to be a source of guidance for me, how can I start? How can I do it? And there's a message that's sent to us. There's a missing ingredient sometimes that we have, but it's mentioned right as soon as you open the Quran, if you pay attention to it. As soon as you open the Quran after you read Surah Al-Fatiha on the second page, what does Allah tell us? Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ That this is the book, there's no doubt about it. And that's a very powerful message to start the Quran, subhanAllah. No doubt about this book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ What is this Quran? It's huda. It's guidance. But guidance for who? لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It's a source of guidance for those who have taqwa, the pious ones. And here's that key missing element that sometimes we have. That if you are someone who has taqwa, you're going to be closer to hidayah. Especially if you read the Quran looking for hidayah. As some of the scholars said, man qara al-Quran طالباً للهداية هداه الله. That whoever reads the Quran and he wants to be guided, that Allah will guide him. A guarantee, inshallah ta'ala. However, what I want to end the khutbah with is a message for all of us. That in these stories that we started off with today, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad and Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhima, these individuals had went astray and the Quran came to them and they were not looking for guidance. The Quran came to them, they heard this ayah, this one ayah, and they were not looking for guidance. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. So for us, for our ummah, for our children, for our family, for our societies, if we look through guidance through the Quran, inshallah ta'ala, Allah will give us the tawfiq and all of us will be guided bidnillahi ta'ala. ثم اعلموا رحم الله وإياكم أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ بي بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة الكرام فقال عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي بواحدة صلى الله عليها بعشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وسائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا الله يا غفار forgive us and all of our Muslim brothers who are alive and those who have tasted death يا الله grant your guidance and mercy upon us your humble servants and upon our leaders particularly our ruler Raja of Perlis Tuanku Sayyid Sirajuddin Ibn al-Marhum Tuanku Sayyid Putra Jamalillahi and the Raja Muda of Perlis Tuanku Sayyid Fazuddin Putra Ibn Tuanku Sayyid Sirajuddin Jamalillahi and all the members of the royal family so that they will be able to adhere to your book and the sunnah of your prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, prolong their lives in prosperity, safety, and good health, and may they rule just and fairly, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, save our Muslim brothers and sisters who are being oppressed in Palestine and in Sudan and all around the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen.